The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. Tom Donilon, he is the chairperson of the Harbor Beach Truck Show coming up this weekend. Kelly Jo Osentoski from Harbor Beach, the Community Promotions Director. We're going to be talking about the truck show coming up, some of the other events in Harbor Beach later this summer. Thanks for being with us, folks.
Thanks for having us, Craig.
Hey, we like being here.
And the truck show, how many years has that been going on? Because I think I was here the first year.
It's our sixth annual.
Sixth. So it's, sixth year. It's over half a decade.
Oh, man. And, milestones.
I'll wait until we hit number 10.
And through the years, it's been growing longer and longer. It started out, I believe, the first year was just like a morning event with the trucks in town, and now you've got afternoon and evening things going on, so it's blossomed.
Yes, it has. We've been lucky. We've had some new people involved in it. Robbie Eisler from Eisler Trucking came up with the lighted parade idea last year, was willing to try it. We were a little worried. We didn't want to try to keep trucks there too long. A lot of guys need to get home if they've driven quite a ways away. And I think we had a great turnout. I think it was a great idea. He did a good job.
We did, and the spectators thought it was fantastic, so it's back again this year.
Now, for us laypersons, lighted parade. Is this just the normal lights? You know, they sometimes get pretty extravagant on these rigs with the lights. Or do they do like you do in the Christmas parades where you have other lights that you put on there to really sparkle it up?
No, a lot of the trucks are outfitted with quite a few lights already, and they like to show those off, and that's why they like the lighted parade. There were probably trucks there with a normal amount of lighting, and there were some there with a lot of bling. It was a good mix.
Absolutely, it was. It was, I mean, you never knew what the next truck was going to have for lights, and during the day at the show, you don't get to see that part. So at
you
dusk in the evening,
lights. It's what you see at night that really makes
right.
it shine.
Different colors, neons, LEDs, all kinds of.
Now, do they have special tech in it that makes them, you know, go down the line or something like that, or are they pretty much trying to keep? They have to keep it on the road.
Yeah,
proper,
we need to meet,
so that, you meet
motor carrier requirements,
standards, and
yes.
stuff. Well, let's start off. The show is coming up Saturday, right downtown?
Right downtown, right on the streets of downtown Harbor Beach. The roads will be closed off. There'll be detour signs to go around.
But why
after
you
stop,
but why
of course.
Would you?
Exactly.
No, please come down and
so.
Check it out.
And when we talk about the trucks, are we mainly talking about the powerhead rigs or the entire truck? Cause
both.
Sometimes they bling out the trailer part too.
They sure do. We've got a lot of people want to bring their whole truck and trailers. With Michigan being a multi-axle doubles state, you know, we get a lot of crazy looking combination. That's pretty interesting. People will be there that have never seen stuff like that before.
And there are certain things trucks have to have on their doors, you know, their MDOT numbers and stuff, but they get pretty creative and they have some very fancy people who know calligraphy and all the rest of the artwork. That really is a sight to see.
It is. And they sometimes if they're trying to accent a certain area of the truck or keep a certain spot open, they'll locate the numbers and names in different areas and makes the truck look different.
As long as it's still legal with MDOT.
Yes.
Because they still have to ride the roads and they still have to be spottable by the authorities with the proper numbers
yeah.
and the proper configurations and such. I mean, there's... You just can't get away from some of them rules, can you?
Safety first.
Yeah, but some of the artwork is pretty spectacular to go look at and see what they do with it.
And sometimes yeah. they carry it onto the trailer.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure do.
It's just not, you know, it just doesn't end with the back wheels of the towing rig. It's
the
continues on.
Yes.
When people come there to view this, do you get to see the inside? Do some people let you see the inside? I know it's kind of a personal space for a lot of people that drive, but they go to a lot of expense there as well to really, you know, make
they
it
sure
special.
Do. Some of the guys will have the interior decked out just like the outside of the truck. You know, there'll be chrome and extra lights and radio systems, loud music. They want to show it off. So some truck drivers, owners, will stay right with their truck during the day. When the spectators are heavy and coming through and looking at everything, and they'll stay there and show them the truck. A lot of kids, we've talked about having a display model so we could let people come up and sit in them like a simulator. We're working on trying to get something like that for next year.
And show them how to go through the gears, all
yeah.
that kind of thing. That
we think it'd be a nice attraction for all ages.
imagine if there's a truck driving school in the state, they might have some kind of equipment. I don't know if it's portable.
But, I think we can make it. I think someday we'll be able to do that.
But I know you have trucks that could bring it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of the drivers, you know, like to have kids sit in their truck and let them check it out. So,
well,
you know,
that's the next generation.
Absolutely. So anyone that's...
You get the kids a bug and they see this and this is like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, all this horsepower and all this big truck and I would be in control of it.
Right.
They would love that.
It's a serious profession, you know. There's bumper stickers and billboards out there that tell you if you have something, it was moved by a truck at one point, no matter what it is. You know, so it's big business.
Now, the people that come to the show basically with the fanciest trucks, they're their personal vehicles, and they're like, contract to haul stuff. Most companies, you know, like U-Haul or something, they just paint them one way and that's the end of it. But these people are more private, contracted type of people, at least with the rigs they're going to show.
Most of them are owner-operators, like you're speaking of. But we do get a few companies that kind of pride themselves in the type of truck and what they have. And they will have a fancied-up truck, and they'll allow their company driver to bring it to the show.
I see. So they may have a special company truck available for shows, gets the word out about them, and
we have quite a few local companies right in our area that they own all the trucks themselves, hire the drivers, and one of them is our platinum sponsor, JW Hunt. It's JW Hunt Trucking and Body Shop. You know, he has trucks now that they have their own body shop. You know, they're painted up and fancied, and those are all his trucks, and he lets drivers bring them. And we have other Countryside Transportation that does the same thing, Buwalt. They're local companies that really pride themselves on having. It's advertisement. You know, if you have a nice-looking truck and a name on it, Robbie Eisler, you should see the stuff he brought last year.
You want to turn heads because it looks good, not because it's covered in cow manure. As some trucks in the area are being utilized to their capacity may
They all
may
have
do.
A purpose. That's right.
Now, this is right in downtown.
Yes.
Do you turn the corner, or is it just on 25?
It's 25 and 142.
So there are...
Three ways. It's, you know, there being a three-way intersection. We don't have a lot of room to the east. We'd like to park trucks a mile or two east, but we can't. But we go north and south and west. But all three intersections, and like Kelly had mentioned, the detour route's marked. And we try to set it up so if we grow, we can just keep blocking off more streets and letting people park.
Terrific. Now, when does it start? When do the truckers need to show up, and when do the people need to start milling about?
Registration starts at 10. Roads will be closed before that, obviously. And then the show actually starts for attendees and the spectators at 11. And that starts with lots of other activities at the same time. We first band starts up at 11, the Taylor Tuckey Band. We have
11
two
to 4.
Yeah, 11 to 4 they'll be playing.
Are they going
to
be playing near the trucks? I know you've got that portable stage.
They'll be right in the middle of it all.
And then later do you pack it up and take it to the park down by Lincoln's Park?
We tried that last year and it worked okay. This year we're going to try to keep the roads closed right till dark and have the band playing right in the same spot all day, right downtown. Thought we might keep a little more life right
in the downtown.
Right. And then... Anybody that wants to stay for Lighted Parade will be all there, and then we'll just set up the route from there. And we're still going to try to, there's a few people that can't stay, so we're going to try to park them, so allow them to leave when they need to.
Because they do have jobs.
Yeah.
And they may need to hit the road for real.
Graduation parties seem to be the
big
thing everybody's
going to
have.
This is the time of year for that, too.
Yeah, so we have another band coming in for the evening, Rye Whiskey Band, and that has some...
A pretty good following.
They
local
do.
Talent.
They're local, so... So it should be a good show there. Both country bands seems to be what the truckers want.
Well, that seems
so
to be appropriate.
We have what the truckers want.
We know Ron likes that too. Ron, from, make sure you tell Ron from Hard Beach. Ask him how much he likes country music.
Oh dear. Okay. And then you have the lighted truck parade. Is that right on the same routes? 142 and 25?
Yeah, we venture out a little farther on the route. Pretty good plan. Last year they started at the beach, came up to 25, went north, then went west on N-142 to the outskirts of town to the west, went north, up and around North Park, the local campground, And I think we had a lot of spectators out in front of the campground watching.
Absolutely. And I know there are some people that are camping there this weekend specifically for the lighted parade.
Picking a spot that will be close to the event.
So yeah, it's a great parade, and it seemed to work out well last year.
Any statistics on how much diesel you sell in town? But it's not just trucks. There are people who bring out pickups and other things. There's going to be a lot there, you know, for everybody.
Sure should be. We welcome all trucks, all shapes and sizes is how we like to say it. So we'll have antique pickups to brand new pickups showing off new models from the local dealerships, local businesses, and right up to brand new semi trucks from our sponsors that come.
Yeah, I'm sure Reefer Peterbilt and Michigan Kenworth will both have brand new trucks there.
Yeah,
so.
They're two platinum sponsors of ours. They've been there from the beginning, helped pay for the bands. And we would like to recognize them, Michigan Kenworth and Reefer Peterbilt, for helping us out. And we have lots of other sponsors. And a lot of work goes on behind the scenes, you know, prior to this day, just like any event. Everybody knows that.
Is there like a truck show tour? I mean, do you have to try and coordinate your event so you're not competing where the people might be going somewhere else, or is it a lot local?
We've tried. You know, that's how the date was picked, trying to be before Weed Harvest, hoping that we'd be able to attract more local people that wouldn't be into the farming operation or hauling. There's also another truck show down south in the metropolitan area that we're trying to not be in the same weekend as that. Unfortunately, we're the same weekend as the Sugar Fest. I know it does screw up some Sebring people for trying to attend both events, but we've been able to make it work. You know, certain guys might bring their truck over and then have to go back for, something going on the Sugar Festival. So,
well, but you do your best. That's all you can do.
Yeah, we try. This time of year, it's pretty hard to avoid everything.
Yeah,
there's something going every weekend
there
somewhere.
Is.
Okay. You also are going to have some vendors out there for people who might be thinking of blinging their trucks up. If you want to, you see what can be done, and then you need to find out where you can get the stuff to make it done. So you're going to have some people out there as well doing that, letting you know how to get a start.
Yeah, we have several vendors that will be there this year,
mm-hmm.
All different types of products, I suppose.
They've been surprised. I know the truck dealership's been bringing toys, hats, apparel. And they're really surprised how much they sell. I think they brought it just more for representation and being a sponsor. And here they ended up selling a bunch of items. They had to bring more the following year.
Well, so. You get kids, daddy, I want.
Yeah, it does happen. And they did a lot of free stuff, too. I mean, everybody likes a hat, and there's giveaways and raffles, just all kinds of things going on. So it's not everybody is... selling, you know, there's a lot of giving there too.
I think there's a few that give away water, and I think this year one's doing popcorn. So
there's a lot of logistics to this that people don't think about. You know, you're giving away water, you're gonna have to have places where people can dissipate the fluids.
Yeah.
Is that a nice way of putting it? No, but you as you know, with the city and that, you need to think about this because you know.
Absolutely.
There's going to be needs to be met.
There certainly are.
It's not just the trucks. It's making sure everything is there for any contingency.
Just the little details.
And, you know, if you need to get emergency vehicles through, you got to make sure there's a way to say, okay, people, we need to have you back off for a moment, and away you go, because those trucks need to get through, too.
No, there's porta-johns in place for what you're speaking of, and they bring them in extra just for the weekend.
Do they bling them out like the trucks?
No, they should.
Custom
air horns.
Oh, when you're done, you hit an air horn. Oh, geez. Don't go
attention.
In there. All right. So you're in your sixth year. Do you find it easier every year because you got an idea of what you want to do, or is because it's growing every year you add new makings of a heart attack into it?
I don't know. There's some aspects of it that have become easier. And then with adding a few things, but we've also added some people. There's been other people volunteer to be on the committee with us and been a great help. And
how did this all start? Who said, well, let's just bring some trucks in? You know what I mean? There was kind of a...
I know we told the story before, I think. Harbor Beach has a car show every year.
And they do bring trucks to those as well.
Right. And there's a gentleman named Neil Henschel that took a semi-truck to that car show 6 years ago or 7 years ago, and we just got so much attention And everybody started saying, hey, what if we did a truck show? Let's do that. So the following year, we kind of put it together.
On a different weekend.
Yeah.
So you didn't want to lose the car show with the truck show.
No.
You want to make sure that you're...
Yeah, the car show's during Maritime, which is in a few weeks, so...
Took off from there and been great. Neil can't wait to get back on the committee next year. He's been off a couple of years with some prior commitments, and I know next year he's going to help us again. And I'll probably take it to a whole new level when he gets back on.
And it's always a challenge to kind of keep it fresh and try, you know, with some new things.
Oh, yeah.
So keep it interesting for everybody to continue to come back.
Robbie Eisler's involved in a lot of things in Huron County. You know, he's on the fair board. And he adds a lot to it. You know, he was willing to take the chance with asking the guys to stay for the lighted parade. And
so
he's got a lot of good ideas.
Have some experience in other events like Robbie.
Yeah, that helps.
That, you know, knows, you know, well, if you want to have this happen, this is how we're going to have to start doing it to make it happen.
Yep.
Right.
That always works well, too. Where's parking for people? Is it you just crowd out the poor people on the side streets, or do you have places
yeah,
where they
the
should
side,
go?
The side streets is where most people will park. There is parking behind to the east of the businesses along Huron Avenue, 25. If you go down to Water Street, there's a big parking lot back there.
Mm-hmm. So. You want to get close, especially if you have kids. You don't
right.
want them to walk too far because they get tired.
There's right. a lot of city parking lots that they've been utilizing. And the nice thing about parking three blocks away is they get to walk by other businesses, see what they might be selling something out front, offering food. So it's kind of nice. They get to check out the whole town instead of just parking in the same old spot they've been used to.
So at least the first part of it, during normal business hours on Saturday, the town is alive and kicking.
Oh, you'll be kicking all day.
We want to kick kicking till dark.
There are some places in town that kick till after dark, but there are some places that don't. But while you're in town, you can see what town has to offer as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is why like the city likes to get involved in these
Absolutely.
Things, because you know we want to make sure that people will find out Harbor Beach is a lot more than a big tank of water surrounded by concrete.
Yeah. Then, of course, we have our some kid activities be held by the Murphy Museum lawn. We have face painting going on and some inflatables, so bounce houses for the kids.
So they can make you look like Mario with the face painting?
She would do about anything you wanted to.
Pretty crazy. Some of the stuff she turned out pretty realistic painting.
She's very good. And then a pedal tractor pull. From what, noon to 5, I believe.
Yep.
Robbie's heading that up, and that'll be under the main light, at the main light in town. There's only one light, so.
And do they have a machine like a tractor pull that the further they go, the more it weighs type of thing?
Yes.
Is that the way it goes? And you just have to pedal to the metal and
Correct.
Keep spinning until you can't.
You receive a plaque.
Yeah, yep. And
participant in the 6th annual pedal pull truck.
Yep. They get recognition for being part of it, and so.
And are there different age groups? Because I imagine, you know.
We don't have an adult division, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I'm just thinking for the kids, you know, a 5-year-old isn't going to have the strength of the 12-year-old.
Right, right.
But again, 12-year-old isn't going to have the strength of an old man like me.
We expect to see you there. We could do an exhibition pull. We'd let you pull first.
Yeah, I can just see the pictures of me on that tractor, that little pedal tractor, with the tires going flat. But that's 12 noon under the main light. And how long does that run?
I think he's planning on running it until 5.
Yeah.
So when parents are around, their kids can be part of it.
Yes.
And then at the end of the thing, they'll announce who's done the best or whatever, or give them their little plaque and away they go.
I think they get the plaque when they do it.
Oh.
So that they don't even, you know, have to be back for anything specific. But yeah.
But if you're going to do that, bring your phone with the camera and,
absolutely.
And have pictures of your kid.
Great photo op.
Pedaling and huffing and puffing, because it's probably the first time you've seen them do any work.
We always tried to make the event family friendly, kid friendly. You know, that's how it was designed from the start. We wanted everybody to come out and check trucks out. More people, the merrier.
Okay, I understand you're going to have barrel train rides.
I believe that's happening.
We did that
last year.
Well,
it's on your
that'll
list.
That'll be part of the day. That won't be all day long.
But it'll give kids a little bit of a
That's done by the Parks and Rec Department, so mm-hmm. it kind of depends on what works into their schedule for the day. I think we're having ice cream, too, this year, aren't we?
Yeah, it's being provided, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so there'll be a few hours in there that there's ice cream provided. They'll be down by the Murphy Museum Visitor Center area as well.
So, and will the museum itself be open?
The museum will be open.
So kids can eat the ice cream and the parents can go inside and say, try not to make a mess.
Oh, they definitely have their ice cream gone before they got done with the tour.
Yeah. Now, your list here says inflatables. Are they coming this year,
yes.
weather permitting, if it isn't too windy and blowy, that they're going to be in Canada by the time the kids crawl out of them? But
jeez.
Yeah. Well, expecting. Yes, the inflatables are always a big hit, so those will be back. We'll have those.
Yeah, they're just around the corner from the museum?
Yes, they'll be right at the museum
they're
as well.
They're pretty big.
You can't miss them.
That's for all ages, right? Kids. Is that for all ages? You can check that out too, Craig.
Depends on how juvenile I dress. Again, I don't need those pictures. And nobody needs to be doing that in their head.
Oh, gosh.
And again, people can stop on out. Is there still space available if people want to bring a truck? Do they need to contact you first so you have an idea where to put them, especially if they need to get out of there? You know, at a early time to make other commitments.
They wouldn't have to let us know ahead of time if they don't know yet. If they want to call right now, please feel free to call and register. But if you're not sure you can come yet and you want to pop in right away Saturday morning, mm-hmm. we'll park you where we need to park. We're going to try to close the streets, like Kelly said, earlier than 10. We're going to probably close 8 o'clock-ish. And the only reason we're pushing back registration a little bit is we're trying to just attract people to stay longer.
Since we extended the length of the show into the evening, we can just start it an hour later.
We're offering parking the night before. A lot of guys like to clean their trucks up and get them up there Friday night in case it does sprinkle or something happens Saturday morning.
And then grit their teeth when there's dew on the morning.
So the city has graciously offered to let us use their parking lot again on the west end of town. So there's quite a few trucks that will appear Thursday, Friday, be ready to go for Saturday morning.
They're terrific. And do they contact the city if they want to take part and get early in, or just you say you can show up, but if you want to...
If there's contact information on the website and all the brochures all over the place for myself and Robbie. I have our numbers on there. We're pretty easy to get a hold of. So,
and a lot of the truckers in the area already know about it because they've either been there showing off or seeing what everybody else has to do and the standards I got to meet now.
Yep. Somebody's bought something new or redone something or restored something, they'll be excited to show it off.
No, hopefully it isn't because they hit a deer and they had to.
No, we don't need that.
Of course, they could probably make a truck look like it just hit a deer and it's all paint.
It could. Graphic vinyl and paint. It's amazing what they can do today.
The Deerminator.
The Huron County Special.
And get rid of all of them you can, people. And so I don't have to hit them on the way in. But this is Saturday, June 16th. Registration and lineup starts at 10. The show itself for the public starts at 11, runs to the evening with the lighted parade at 9:30. So come early, stay late, and bring the kids because they're going to enjoy seeing those great big rigs up close and personal.
Perfect.
Yes, they will.
And this isn't all that Harbor Beach has to offer. We've kind of talked about this a lot because this is this weekend. But, you know, you do have other things coming up. Of course, we all remember the Maritime Festival, but there's a lot more than even that.
Oh, we have things going on in Harbor Beach every weekend.
Really?
So, let's see. Following weekend on Friday, June 22nd, we have a band. The James Michael Duel will be playing at the beach.
With the portable stage?
With the portable stage.
Oh, geez, they use that everywhere.
Well, I mean,
that stage
covered,
gets used all the time.
Which allows you to track better bands because they don't want to be caught in the rain. They like being covered and even out of the sun if they're in during the daytime.
That is patent pending, by the way.
Oh, well,
so
there you go.
Please.
But yeah, so that's a good time. Everybody just comes out to the park, brings a lawn chair, cooler, and hangs out, listens to music, and visits. So. Then, of course, June 23rd begins our lighthouse tours.
When the water's warm enough, you're not freezing in the boat getting out there, but you can get out to the lighthouse and kids are out of school and you can see what has to happen out there. It's a great tour. I've been there. Just remember, it's not handicapped accessible. You have to be right. able to climb a ladder and get into a boat on pretty easy that's just the way it is.
Right.
The lighthouse
right.
is stairs and ladders to climb up, and you'll miss out on a lot if you think you're going to go there and just have to sit in the boat.
Right. So those tours run every Saturday through the summer. Well, actually, through September they run.
You can get reservations online,
online
if you want to make sure, because some of the weekends like Maritime Festival and around the 4th of July, those tend to be
if you have a specific weekend you want to go, you definitely want to reserve online, and that's at harborbeachlighthouse.org. You can reserve your tickets right there for the weekend you want.
And again, it's weather permitting.
Correct.
There's heavy, nasty storms and stuff, you know, you just can't risk the boat going out.
Once in a while, that does happen where it has to be canceled.
Even in a protected harbor like Harbor Beach, them waves can kick up.
Yes, they do. So, then, of course, Maritime Festival in July. It's July 12th through the 15th with all of our music, our bocce ball tournament, volleyball, cornhole tournament, kids' activities. There's a kid parade, and then we're having a kid carnival afterwards on Friday night. That's new this year. So the kid carnival should be a lot of fun. Saturday, we added the kayak and stand-up paddleboard races.
Ooh, new this year.
Weather permitting.
Well,
you know,
if you're using the water, that's always the case.
It's not froze over yet. It should be good.
And with Maritime, we like to do...
Be lucky if it's 40 degrees by then.
That's why the stand-up paddleboards are good.
I'm certain I would not be dry for long.
And then, of course, our fireworks on Saturday night, the 14th. And then Sunday wraps up with the car show and fish fry.
And again, if you're coming up for that weekend, get your reservations early on things, including accommodations, because they tend to go quickly.
They do. I know North Park's already full for the weekend for the Maritime Festivals.
So
are our cottages.
Do you offer rustic camping that weekend?
Rustic camping.
One of the only weekends you do that?
Yes. The only weekend that we offer rustic camping at Lincoln Memorial Park is that weekend.
And it's a lovely park.
It's beautiful.
Got a lovely view of the water right there. And the pier right there. If you want to walk out and see what's going on in the water, it's a great spot to be in.
So you can check out all the information about the Maritime Festival at themaritimefestival.com. And then all the information is there, dates, times, reservations, sign up for any of the tournaments. It's all there.
And lots of good food. There always is lots of good food.
Lots of good food. You can't have a festival without food. So, you know, and then throughout the summer, then, of course, in August, we have our big events, our Ag Venture Day, where we bring in all the farm equipment and do farm tours.
Kind of started a little bit like the truck thing.
Correct.
Kind of started off slow in the morning, and it's just kind of built a little bit bigger through time, and it's a nice little event to see what up close these things you spot in the field way far away.
Right. So then we wrap up our main time of year with a salsa tasting and our harvest festival in September. So lots going on. Of course, we have some more music events throughout the summer.
Gotta use that stage.
That's right.
But that's part of small town lakefront living is having something going on the weekends that draws you down there.
Yeah. July 8th is we're bringing in the 126th Army Band. We'll be playing. That's on the Murphy Museum lawn. So that'll be fun. They've been to Harbor Beach before, and it was a great time. So we're bringing them back this year. So that's
and in this type of event, do you need to bring your own lawn chair?
Just bring your
something?
Lawn chair, exactly.
So you have some place to sit. I mean, the kids will sit on the grass. They don't have a problem. But an adult or an more elderly, infirm person might want to have a comfortable seat to...
Sure, bring your lawn chair and kick back and relax for a Sunday afternoon. And
that's down at the beach, too?
That is at the Murphy Museum.
Oh, right uptown?
Yeah.
On the stage, of course.
I don't know, can they get that whole band on that stage? You know?
No, they don't.
Army.
They cannot, so we do have to make some additional platforms for them. But they are using part of the stage as well.
They'll keep the instruments that can't get wet on the stage.
So lots going on. I mean, you can always find all the information at harborbeach.com. It's too many to list here in a radio show, so those are the highlights.
That'll give you the highlights, and it'll also, if there are events at some of these things coming up you want to take part in, you will have information on the website as to
Absolutely.
How they can register or get information as to how they can become a part of things, and that whole internet thing again.
Oh, yeah.
To work out pretty well.
You know, phone call always works too, so.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I appreciate you being here today, but again, this weekend starts it all off for the summer season, but well, really summer, and it's still spring, but
oh,
for the
on.
Truck show.
Sure does.
Yep, truck That's show this Saturday.
Starts 11 o'clock for the people who want to view it. 10 o'clock if you've got a truck you're going to show, they're going to line you up in the right position, register you, and are there, do they judge the trucks, or is there none of that?
We haven't done that yet. We talked about adding like a People's Choice Award, and then that truck would become a calendar
kind of
truck
like,
for the
like
next year.
Kind of like you do with the salsa thing. I mean, if you give people, you know, so you take the local politics out of it.
Yeah.
You know, that you're not voting for, you know, a local guy or whatever. If you just have the people do it, that seems like it might be something to think
right.
of in the future, because it, again, it takes the local politics out of it and just makes it a contest from who was there.
Yeah, we think that could be something that we might add.
So as you keep growing and growing and growing.
We sure hope.
So again, the truck show this Saturday, Harbor Beach, the place to be. It's right downtown at the T intersection of the light going off in all directions. And they'll have to close off the main drags through town and give detours for people because you can't be plowing through the kids who are looking at the trucks. So they're going to, you'll have to make plans if you're going through that area. Allow a little extra time on Saturday for that. Thanks again for being with us. Hope you have a great turnout.
All right. Thanks
Craig.
Craig.
Our guests today on the program have been Tom Donnellan, Truck Show Chairperson, and Kelly Jo Osentoski, Harbor Beach Community Promotions Director. The show is again this weekend, Harbor Beach, the place to be. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.